Gene Ritchie was considered the mother of folk music, or one of them, and she was the youngest of 14 in a family from Viper, Kentucky, called the Singing Family of the Cumberlands. And her parents were Bayless and Abigail Ritchie. Bayless was born in the late 1860s, and Abigail was born in the late 1870s. So I always marveled all those 23 years that we knew Gene, that we knew somebody who had such old parents, and they came from such an old, old world.
Gene Ritchie wrote a book in 1955. It's called Singing Family of the Cumberlands. And a little excerpt from that book is where Gene's father, Bayless, is retelling stories about his and Abigail's wedding, the chivalries and parties during that week. Gene's father, Bayless. I well remember one song was sung that night. You know how it plays, they'll all drop down on the floor when they're given out with the games and begin to sing, one after another. Well, when they asked John S. Combs to sing, he sung one that had for a long time been a favorite of mine, and I learnt it all out from him after that. Before he started his song, he said he aimed to sing a pretty love song, since he reckoned that would be most to mine and Abby's liking right now. That made everybody laugh and all the girls turn rosy in the face. You know what song it is I'm talking about, that one that starts out, I've been a foreign lander full 7 long years or more.
I've been a foreign lander full 7 long years and more. Among the bold commanders where the thundering cannons roar, I've conquered enemies, both all on land and sea. It is my dearest duel, your beauty has conquered me. If I should build a ship, my love, without the that ship would burst asunder if I prove false to thee. If ever I prove false, my love, the elements will turn, the fire will freeze to ice, my love, the sea will rage and burn. Don't you remember Queen Ellen, all in her flowery reign, as she walked out of her paradise to cleanse the golden chain? Her beauty and behavior none with her could compare. But you, my dearest darling, are more divinely fair.
I've Been a Foreign Lander is such a compelling and odd song in some ways. It has what you call floating verses in it. These are verses that appear and reappear in slightly different incarnations in many folk songs, and they have those kind of lyrics that talk about undying love. I will love you till the rocks melt in the sun, till the icy seas burn, till the blackest crow turns to white. And I've Been a Foreign Lander also has some kind of odd, somewhat convoluted reference to Queen Ellen, which makes me think that that was a ballad reference. There's some little fragment of a ballad in there. So it's a beautiful conglomeration of verses that, if you know a lot of other folk songs, they make reference to other very old songs. And it's also a very beautiful reminder how Celtic American folk music is, that the Scots-Irish made such a profound contribution to American folk music and then therefore American country music and pop music later. And we really hear it in this song, I've Been a Foreign Lander.